Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey everyone, welcome to the very first episode of a Sunny Side Up Life podcast. You guys don't know how excited I am to be recording this very first episode. Doing a podcast has been a dream of mine for a very long time, and I'm very excited to finally be doing my own. So I just kind of want to do this very first episode as kind of an introduction episode, tell you a little bit about myself, my story, and a Sunny Side Up Life in general and what all of that means. So first of all, I am Sammy Womack. I am a wife to my high school sweetheart, Daniel. We started dating when I was 15 and he was 18. So we've been together a really long time. I am a homeschool mom to our three girls. We have June, who is 7, Isabel is 4, and Melanie is 2. And we are from basically the middle of nowhere, East Texas, and we love it here. We love living amongst all the trees with lakes in every different direction, and our town is full of nature trails, and that's really just our favorite thing to do is get out on the nature trails, take our boat out on the lake, and all of that kind of stuff. So other than that, I am also a budgeting coach and a motivational speaker. I blog at A Sunny Side Up Life, and I'm on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all of that good stuff, and now on the podcast. So I'm really excited to be adding this to my brand. So I want to get into our kind of my family's debt-free story in just a minute, but to kind of share with you guys the mission statement of my business and what a Sunny Side Up Life really is, because I get a lot of questions of like, what does that even mean? To me, a Sunny Side Up Life is just an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. And it's really just about breaking free from survival mode, taking steps to overcome depression, gaining financial freedom, staying motivated, and focusing on what matters most. And a Sunny Side Up Life really started as a heart project for me, and now it has just become this full-blown movement for women from all over the world who are joining together to start living on the brighter side of life. And it has just grown, and I feel so blessed to be the person on the forefront of this and just, you know, helping all of you go through the same struggles that I have went through, and just sharing the lessons that my family has learned and letting that spill over into your own lives and your own families. So that's really just what a Sunny Side Up Life means to me. But I want to share just a little bit about my family's debt-free journey. A lot of what we're going to be talking about here is going to root in our debt-free journey, our budgeting journey, and all of that. But I firmly believe that once you become intentional with one aspect of your life, it really does spill over into every single other aspect of your life as well. So we are going to be talking about minimalism, intentional living, just positive thinking, and all of those kind of topics that I feel like they really all go together. Because like I said, once you start becoming intentional with one part of your life, it's going to spill over into everything. And that's why I really wanted to put the word life in the name of my business, because it is a life journey. It's not just a debt-free journey. It's not just an intentional living journey. It's not just a minimalist journey or a homeschooling journey. It is about your whole entire life and getting intentional and positive with every single aspect of it. But for me, this whole intentional living journey really started with our budget and started with our money. And I started like a lot of you. I started just late one night, I was up. My kids were asleep. My husband was at work. He works offshore. And he's gone for 3 weeks, home for 3 weeks. So I was just kind of up by myself one night and just with a heavy heart, like I think a lot of us are when we start this journey, and just kind of crying and praying and just looking for answers. And so I sat at my computer, tears pouring down, trying to make our money make sense, trying to pay the bills. And I just started Googling, like, what do I do? Like, looking for answers. And I sat there and I Googled with tears in my eyes, desperation in my heart. And it's really one of those moments where you use your last breath of air to scream for help. Like, imagine you're drowning and your head pops up above water just for a split second, and you just, all you can get out are the words help, and then you go back under the water. And that's what it felt like for me. It felt like I only had a few breaths left, and it was just such a desperate, dark time for me. And I was also, our second daughter was about 9-10 months old, and I was still struggling with postpartum. It was very hard for us to adjust to two children, and it was a hard year for our marriage. Just that whole entire first year of her life was really hard for us. Not really anything to do with her, but just, you know, our money was so tight, now trying to feed two kids, and it was just a hard year for us. And I just really felt that call on my heart that something needed to change. And on the outside, our life looked so perfect. We were living in a gorgeous, almost 3,200 square foot house. We had a practically brand new truck in our driveway. We had wallets full of plastic. My husband is an amazing, hardworking man who has been at the same job for almost 12 years now. And, you know, we had two beautiful daughters that we were so proud of. And we sat there with this seemingly perfect life that behind the scenes was actually crumbling, and we were drowning, and our life was moving too fast and we couldn't keep up. But we didn't know how to change it. And, you know, here we were with this beautiful life that we had been dreaming of literally since high school. You know, I was 15 years old and I would have married him then, you know, like we knew that we were meant to be together, and we had been dreaming of this life for a very long time, but we couldn't pay for it. You know, I always dreamed of being a mom and having a beautiful house and having, you know, all these material things to be proud of, but yet we couldn't really afford it. It was all for show. And every month our bank account would go negative, farther and farther away from payday, sometimes nearly a week before payday. My husband was growing tired of working with nothing to show for it, with really no end in sight. And, you know, his 401k doesn't kick in until he's 69 years old. And so if we don't save on our own, then he'll literally be working on a boat until he's 69. And that was just a very dark future for us. We spend literally half of our lives away from each other, and imagining doing this life for another 40 years, 30, 40 years, it just was gut-wrenching to us. And the stress was really starting to weigh on our marriage, and it was starting to push me farther into a depression that had started with a miscarriage before, between our first and second daughters. I had a miscarriage. I closed a business of mine that I was working 50, 60 hours a week and tugging June, our oldest daughter, along to. And I decided to close it up right around the same time I had the miscarriage. I started to become a stay-at-home mom, which was never a goal of mine in the beginning. It was never a goal of mine to be a homeschooling mom, even though I was homeschooled off and on most of my own life as well. But it wasn't a goal for me. It was very career driven. I was very proud of my education. And I just really felt like everything was just falling apart. Who was I? What was I going to do? And just starting with the miscarriage, the business was failing. Then we got pregnant again, and we were so blessed. We were so happy, but we financially couldn't afford another kid, even though we wanted her. And our marriage was just really, you know, of course, taking the front of that, taking the toll of that. And so it was just really a dark year of adjusting to all of this at the same time, plus struggling for money on top of everything. So, you know, there I sat and I researched budgeting all night long. I found a lot of amazing resources. I found great blogs. I found people to follow. I found, you know, Pinterest and all of this kind of stuff. And I called my husband at work and I told him, this time it's going to change. And I don't really think he believed me at first, because honestly, we had tried to change, probably like a lot of you, we had tried to change several times. But I knew in my heart that this time it was different. And I could just feel it in my soul that God was like, it's time, Sammy. It is time to wake up, to start walking towards your greater purpose. Your greater purpose is your family. And this is not how your family wants to live. And this is not an abundant life. And you can do better. And I just knew in my soul that this time was different. And so, I started looking through our bank records, which we can get into later, of really how to kind of get started. I honestly did not even know how much debt we were in. And it was when we first added up our debt, which took us 3 months of budgeting to get brave enough to add up our debt for the first time. I didn't want to know the total. It was around $470,000. Then, you guys, not even kidding, 4 months into our budgeting journey, I found out I was pregnant with our third daughter. Yes, our second and our third daughters are 20 months apart. And there were some other bills that we weren't aware of, some IRS bills from the business that I had closed, plus Melanie's medical bills, our third daughter, which pushed our debt total up to about $490,000, close enough that we call it $500,000 of debt. And it was just so overwhelming. We went on this journey. We started this journey. We started it slowly but surely. My husband was not on board in the beginning, which a lot of you can probably relate to, which we'll talk about more in the future. But we started where we were. We didn't really know what we were doing. We trial and erred our way through it. We had three pieces of property. Some of it was three pieces of property. One piece was a commercial piece of raw land that I intended to build a business on, which I closed my business. So I no longer needed that property and I still had the debt from it. So that was something I had to sell. I didn't make really, I don't even think that I made a profit on it, but I sold it and I got the debt out of our name. We had our old house, which we had turned into a rental property. We sold it, really did not make a profit. And then we had the house that we were living in, which was our gorgeous 3,200 square foot house. That was our very last debt that we ended up selling as well. And we are currently in a very tiny two bedroom rental house. And there was a lot more in between all of that, which we can talk about at a later time. But I just kind of wanted to give you guys just the short version, I guess, if that's the short version of our story. And I just want to leave you with the quote that it is not about what you're giving up, it is about what you're gaining. And yes, we did give up a few things. We did give up eating at restaurants regularly. We did give up the grabbing, you know, a bag of chips at a gas station, or impulse buying random things at Target, buying new clothes just whenever we felt like it, going out of town every other weekend, and other, you know, little silly things like that. But what we gained throughout this journey, almost 4 years, what we have gained is a savings account and memories of adventures with our kids, spending quality time with our kids and with each other, and not just buying things. And we now are going to have the ability to pay for our daughter's college or whatever they want to do. We're going to be able to help them get a good foundation for their life. And now my husband has plans to retire in his 40s, if not sooner, instead of waiting until he's 70 years old. And we have gained freedom. Most of all, we have gained freedom and we have gained peace. And it wasn't an easy journey and it didn't happen overnight. But I want to help you guys go through all of the steps into this intentional living journey that my family has went into to help you gain this peace and freedom and positivity that we have gained as well. So you guys, I hope that my little story has kind of helped you get to know me a little bit better and kind of just set the stage for what we're going to be talking about on all the rest of these episodes. So thank you so much for joining me for the very first episode of the podcast, and I'll put links to all of my resources and everywhere that you can find me in the show notes of the show. And you guys, since we are first just getting started with this podcast, I would love it if you guys would go and leave me a review and help me out, help me spread the word as we get started on this journey. So I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.